Want to support live music and independent culture in the Bay Area? Noise Pop introduces the Noise Pop Culture Club, a cool online and live music membership program on Patreon. Being a member means access to exclusive content from Noise Pop, like bonus interviews and outtakes from the Noise Pop podcast, free tickets to shows every month, discounts on concert tickets and merch, and a whole lot more. Get all the details at cultureclub.noisepop.com, and we'll see you at the party.
Welcome back to the Noise Pop Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli, coming to you from my shelter-in-place bunker in San Francisco, California. I know, these are strange days we're living in right now. We had a South by Southwest episode on deck, as well as another episode with an artist we really love, but the world around us is at a standstill, and understandably, festivals and concert tours are on pause everywhere for a while. But if there's one thing we've always prided ourselves on here in the show, it's bringing you the best new music, and we very much still have the ability to project the sounds that we love loud and far. So with that, we got a dozen new tracks for you on this episode, which is actually a rebroadcast of a DJ set I did on San Francisco-based community radio station BFF.FM. The set was the first installation of Everything Ecstatic Radio in conjunction with my longtime music blog, EverythingEcstatic.net, and I love being able to do a radio broadcast from my home to the world that we're now wrapping into this episode of the Noise Pop Podcast. Now, pardon if there's a little static on my mic when you hear it, but hey, when you're sheltered in place and not at different first studios, it's not as easy to get that perfect audio we shoot for every time. Regardless, there's an hour of new music coming at you, including a few local picks, and everything is from new releases. So lock in and discover what's on deck on our Shelter in Place Mix number one.
Yo, yo. Looks like we are on the air here, y'all. This is Adrian Spinelli coming at you. Everything Ecstatic Radio. This is a little crossover with the Noise Pop Podcast here. I'm stoked. Big shouts to BFF.FM for just giving me this time on the radio. Wanted to come on here and play some songs for y'all. I know we're all sitting at home, and if you're not sitting at home, man, you should be. Regardless, I'm gonna quit babbling here. We got a lot of songs. If you can hear the ambient playing underneath, this is from Steve Bloom. The song's called Geometry A2 from his ambient album called Geometry. Steve is a really dope synth producer who plays with Bell's Atlas out of Oakland sometimes. I really dug that. Wanted to play it underneath here, get started with some local flavor. Got a lot of cool songs, and yeah, man, I'm just here to give you guys an hour to enjoy some music, and I'll kind of pop in, try to talk as little as possible so we can hear all these songs I got picked out. And let's see, the first one I've got here is King's Rant by Masego. This song's been out for a couple weeks. I heard it last week for the first time, and it just got me moving. I did a fire escape happy hour with some friends, and we kicked it off with this and started blasting some Masego. He's born in Jamaica, came up in Virginia, popped off on that track Ted Al with FKJ. Lady Lady, his album came out in 2018. I think there's another one coming soon. Hopefully this one's on it. This is a bop right here. So I'm gonna shut up and I'm gonna drop King's Rant by Masego. That's our first song, and thanks everybody for being here on Everything Ecstatic Radio. One love. Talk to you guys in a bit.
Cell phone. Ooh, you lucky I don't wanna be famous, 'cause I would speak on his memories and say this I attract ladies with adorned dreams, and I don't see all the things that they wanna see in me. And if I feature on your track, you know that track is mine now. You know I got the Drake effect, you know it is my time now. Am another nigga look as good as me, play like me? I can't think of 10, I can't think of 3. Like, ain't nobody really dope as me. I can see your insecurities. Most of y'all just do it for the green. I just made a lane to plant a tree. Let me be frank, got me a garden, got me a world, got me a business. Every location, and I go crazy. Got me like Dipset, did you hear him? First, y'all can call me king,
king, king of the garden, king, king of the garden,
yeah,
king, king of the garden, that's that boy, king, king of the garden,
say it again,
king, king of the garden, king, king of the garden, king, king of the garden,
that's that boy, king, king of the, hey yo, keep it a buck, huh, I don't like no. My biggest pet peeve is my time. So if you waste mine, to me, you are nobody. Like you, I don't remember your name. I don't know what you're saying. Hey girl, why you over here playing? Baby, what's your plan? Matter of fact, forget all this fake talk. I'ma get more specific. Pull up, stay put. Remember that one time, Kelly Rowland thought I was shy, listen. Remember that one time, Swizz Beatz said he would vibe with me. Remember that one time, she shook my hand, but never locked eyes with me. Remember that one time, K-Dot, freestyle, I'ma meet legacy. I want no fame, though, like Frank Ocean, like Adele, like you can't reach me on my cell, and I got fans, so I won't fail. I done got everything I wanted last year. I got Melody Gardens all out here. I don't like the real world, so I made a fantasy. I'm your lady's fantasy, and your girl a fan of me. And no nigga, I won't get a ghost rider. I won't get an instrumental album. I'ma give you everything I think. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was Masego right there coming at you. Name of the track is King's Rant. Next one we got coming up, okay, Little Dragon. I've been a fan of Little Dragon for a really long time, and they just dropped a new album. The album's called New Me, Same Us. It's on Ninja Tune. And this is the bonus track off of that album. It's called Are You Feeling Sad? It features Kali Uchis and Yukimi Nagano, lead singer of Little Dragon, and Kali Uchis together on a track is just so money. You guys are going to love this one. Are You Feeling Sad by Little Dragon? And I'll be back with you guys in a bit. This is Adrian, Everything Static Radio. Shouts out.
Before
Okay, what's good? What's good? We are back here. That was Little Dragon and Caliucci's with Are You Feeling Sad? Next one here is from Hamilton Lighthouser, and if you're a fan, you know exactly who he is. He was the frontman of the Walkmen, one of the greatest indie rock bands of the last dozen years, 10 years, I don't know, they disbanded in, what, 2015 or so? He's got a solo album that's coming out tomorrow on Glassnote Records. It's called The Loves of Your Life, and for all the great material that the Walkmen have put out, Hamilton's done some incredible solo stuff. He's got a solo album that he did before the one he did with Rostam from Vampire Weekend that really kind of got some run. If you like Hamilton Lighthouser, go on his YouTube channel. It's either the Hamilton or the Glassnote channel. And the promo videos for the first two singles off this album are hilarious. And one of them is with Maggie Rogers, the other one's with Ethan Hawke. I won't spoil it too much, but on the Ethan Hawke one, Ethan kind of beats him up casually in it, and it's actually really hilarious while he's playing the new song for him. This is the song. It's called Here They Come, and Hamilton Lighthouser, I'll be back in a little bit. Enjoy the track. Peace.
The lights are coming on, and all your candy's gone. Spinning through the previews, flipping through the seats. Popcorn in your loafers, sugar in your teeth. You say, the lovers in your life should listen to you more. You can tell that to the usher showing you the door. All the lights are on and all my candy's gone.
Back, that was Hamilton Lighthouser with Here They Come. And I don't know if anybody else is listening right now was at that show. It was Noise Pop Festival maybe 4 years ago. And there were these late night sets down at Cafe de Nord in the Viking Room before they had blown out the walls over there and made it into a more proper venue like it is now. But Hamilton did like a 12:30 a.m., like 5 or 6 song set. And it might have been the best thing I saw all week. That dude just wails. The next song I'm going to play is a local pick. And before I talk about the local pick, I want to throw out, you know, I think it's important that everyone who's like live, saw artists who are live streaming sets, you know, people doing DJ sets like this, whatever. I don't make a lot of money, but I've been trying to put as much as I can towards helping people that really need it right now, that need it the most. Something that matters to me is nightlife in San Francisco and Oakland and the Bay. So if you guys feel like donating on a Thursday here to, you know, places that could really use your help and their employees, I recommend Rickshaw Stop. It's probably the place I miss the most right now. Rickshaw Stop, just go to Rickshaw Stop's website, and they have an employee fund, really good people there, independent music venue. The other one is Noise Pop, and I have a lot of friends who work for Noise Pop, and they're, you know, they have no shows to book. So look at the Noise Pop employee fund. If you go to noisepop.com, you can see that right at the homepage right there. So shouts out to you guys if you do that, and all love either way. On the local music tip, I've been waking up with this song in my head a lot. It's Fly from Zelma Stone, and I premiered one of her tracks on my everythingstatic.net website last year, and she's killer. Booked her at Amnesia a couple times when I was doing that, and now I've been super, super duper stoked to see her getting some love through national blogs and stuff. Gorilla versus Bear gave her a big nod, The Fader, and I think it's really cool to see Bay Area artists that are getting that shine. This is off of the Dreamland EP by Zelma Stone. It's out next Friday, the 17th, San Francisco-based artist, and I'm going to drop it right now. Fly by Zelma Stone. See you guys in a bit. Thank you. All right, that was Fly by Zelma Stone. And again, the Dreamland EP is out next Friday, the 17th. Super talented local artist. And make sure to check Zelma Stone out when we're all allowed to go to concerts again, because I can guarantee you they'll be playing a lot of shows. Okay, this next one is from Yves Tumor. And this album came out maybe last Friday. By the way, last Friday was like the craziest album release day I've seen in so long. So many incredible albums came out. Yves Tumor dropped. Their new album is called Heaven to a Tortured Mind. It's on Warp Records. And the Yves Tumor project has always kind of had that Warp Records experimentalism. But there's a different kind of accessibility to this. I mean, I know that word gets thrown around, but fuck if I just don't want to keep coming back to these songs. It's like some of the most intriguing music I've heard in a minute. The album got Best New Music on Pitchfork, all that jazz, and it's totally warranted. This song is called Strawberry Privilege. When I went through the album, I starred like a handful, half dozen of them. Can't say enough about how this is an album I think y'all should peep later today if you haven't yet. Going to drop the track right now, Strawberry Privilege from Yves Tumor on Warp Records. Check it out. Everything Ecstatic Radio. Thank you. love that song. I'm legit gonna pop this album on as soon as this is over and listen to it front to back again. That was Yves Damour with Strawberry Privilege, if you just checked in with us here. The next one, it's been out for, I don't know, a month, maybe two. It's Krungbin and Leon Bridges. And look, I'll say this. I'm tired of Leon Bridges. I like that first album. That shit went way too pop for me. He was doing some really strange collabs, but damn it if Krungbin just gave him a much needed shot in the arm. It's Texas Sun is the name of the EP, and you know, both of them are from Houston or the Houston area. This track's called Midnight, and it's a 4-track EP. I think this was far and away the best track on it. The whole EP is great. Check it out. Texas Sun, Krungbin and Leon Bridges. This track is called Midnight. And I thought that Leon's kind of popness was going to rub off in the wrong way on Krungbin, but it was like the other way around, and it's actually really great. So I'm going to shut up. I'm going to play the track Midnight by Krungbin and Leon Bridges. And picture yourself driving down a road in Texas with nothing around you, tumbleweeds and no other cars, because that's just kind of what it's like driving through Texas. You know what I mean? All right, here we go.
Needing me to get you from your mother's house. Baby, I'll be there to put on your lavender perfume in a nice dress. Girl, I hope you like this. Midnight black on the outside, inside you and I leather last week. Fell deep in the romance, way back in the day. We did. Midnight black on the outside, inside you and I leather last week. Fell deep in the romance, in the backseat we did. Up the highway, you smoke with the windows down, reflection in the rear view, fading lights in town. I know you can't stay too late. I'll have you home in time. Let's find a place of silence beyond the county line. Midnight black on the outside, inside you and I leather and ice cream. Fell deep in the romance, way back when we did, we did. Midnight black on the outside, inside you and I leather and ice cream. Fell deep in the romance, in the backseat we did. Black on the outside, inside you and I leather and I see. Fell deep in the romance, in the backseat we did, we did. Black, black on the outside, inside you and I leather and I see. Fell deep in the romance, in the backseat we did, we did. We'll be right back.
on the outside. Midnight black on the outside. I remember how it was back then. We were just young ones. And on that night, you said you loved me softly. The haze on the window,
had to borrow my mama's car that night to come and scoop you. This was some good fun. We had a great time that night. I wonder where you are now.
So if you hear this, let me know. Maybe we can go again.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Leon Bridges and Krungbin right there. Not bad, right? Someone texted me and said that Leon Bridges just dropped a track with John Mayer, which, not gonna lie, I'm down with. John Mayer is tight. John Mayer is a great guitar player. That's something people always say to like justify that. You know, John Mayer doesn't suck. He's actually really good at guitar. It's like, yeah, no shit. Anyways, I digress. This next track, this is an artist that I've been high on for a few years. Her name's Jamie Wyatt. And from where I'm standing, she is the best outlaw country singer in America. Mark it down. She dropped this album a few years ago called Felony Blues, and she was like down in the dumps and got busted for like holding up her drug dealer or something. Anyways, in short, she changed her life, you know, turned her life around in jail. And you know, to me, like, this is what outlaw country is like all about, are stories like this. And she's got a new album. She signed to New West Records, which is a pretty big deal. The album's called Neon Cross. This is the title track that I'm going to play. It's also the single. And I saw her a couple years back at Neck of the Woods in the Richmond, and she was wearing a white leather suit top to bottom, like from the hat to the boots. It was white leather the whole way. And, you know, I wasn't really into country until a few years ago, but it's artists like this that like really opened my eyes to the fact that there's some really good music out there in the country genre and outlaw country, if you will, here. Jamie Wyatt, Neon Cross, and here we go.
I've been running my
Jamie Wyatt, y'all, that was, man, she is something else. First off, I just want to shout out BFF.FM because Amanda, who runs the station and is a lovely person, gave me this slot today. I told her I wanted to do an hour set on her radio station. I love BFF.FM. And yeah, they really helped me kind of, I'm broadcasting from my home right now and everybody is broadcasting from their homes right now. And shout out to BFF.FM for like really retooling everything they do to make this work for everybody. So, and thanks to Ben Ward, who also helped with a lot of the tech stuff. I will have a track list of everything up on the page on the same link that you're listening to this right now. There'll be a listing on the show with all the track listing. So I'll have that up there. And also, if you want to help support BFF.FM, they're putting all this stuff up here, all this content, like 24/7, these streams just like keep going. BFF.FM, there's a link to support them over there. Yeah, thank you so much to them. This next track I'm going to play here is from a group called Buscabuya. They are originally from Puerto Rico. Raquel and Luis Alfredo are the duo. And they have, I think they live in Brooklyn now, like they're not in Puerto Rico anymore. They have an album coming out May 8th on Ribbon Music. And this shit just grabbed me, man. It's like an electro pop thing, but it's, I don't know. It's definitely indie music. You're going to dig the vibes here for sure. I will say there's a track on their album that's coming that's arranged by Alato Negro. And if you like Alato Negro, who I absolutely adore, give these guys a whirl. Open your mind here. This is going to be different from everything else on the set so far, especially the last track. This is Worlds Apart here. We've got Vomino by Buscabuya coming up. Again, Vomino is the track, and I'm going to drop it right now. Thank you. That was Vominos by Busca Buya right there. Pretty hard, right? Like that kind of came out of nowhere. I actually, full disclosure, I heard about these guys through the same publicist as Alato Negro. And we just had Alato Negro on the last Noise Pop podcast. And when somebody reps something like that, kind of, you know, you work with an artist and you really like them, you tend to open the next email from somebody who maybe you've never heard of before. And I'm really glad I did. Busca Buya with Vomino. Okay, another local pick here coming up on this next one, and it's from Boy Scouts. And I cannot get enough of Taylor Vick's voice. She is incredible. Put out Free Company last year. It was one of my favorite local albums. One of my favorite, like, everything albums, not just local. If you haven't listened to Boy Scouts, you're in for a treat. This song is called Wish. It's the latest one. I was super bummed that South By got canceled. That was definitely one of the acts I was really looking forward to. And on to the next thing here, hopefully soon. So we're going to play Wish from Boy Scouts. It's the latest single. She signed to Anti Records. Again, love seeing local Bay Area artists signing to cool national indie labels like this. So here we go. Boy Scouts with Wish.
In the dark, a storm.
So sweet. That was Boy Scouts with Wish. We actually had her on a live Noise Pop podcast episode that we did on Valencia Street last year, and it was wonderful. Had some other local artists on there, Zola, Drew Banga. It was killer. So I will tweet out a track list, and then I'll also put one up on BFF.fm. And the last thing I'll say before we get into the new track is that Noise Pop launched something called Noise Pop Culture Club. And it's a Patreon thing where you can get premium content and tickets to shows with your monthly membership to it. And I know that I'm going to be doing some like bonus podcast content with artists, you know, when we are able to get back in touch and in contact with each other in real life. So check that out, the Noise Pop Culture Club. Go to noisepop.com. Okay, a couple more here. This one is from the new Thundercat album. And fantastic. Thundercat, like the hype is real. This is so good. LA-based bass player and came up with the Brain Feeder crew, Flying Lotus, all those cats, played on Kendrick Lamar's album, won a fucking Grammy. This track's called Interstellar Love. It was the last single, came out the day before the album came out last Friday. And Thundercat went through a lot. He was really tight with Mac Miller. He went sober, lost like 70 pounds, insane stuff. The music has not wavered. It's incredible. This track again, Interstellar Love, co-produced by Flying Lotus and Thundercat. Kamasi Washington on the saxophone. Does that sound like something you're interested in? I bet it does. I'm going to play it right now for you guys. Interstellar Love by Thundercat. Yeah, Thundercat with Flying Lotus, Kamasi Washington. That's Thundercat's brother, Ronald Bruner Jr. on the drums on that track too. Fantastic. Peep the album. It Is What It Is by Thundercat. Just came out. Okay, last song here. I was going to play this new Phoebe Bridgers track that literally dropped this morning. I thought it'd be like in the spirit of, you know, giving you like the new, but you know, I'm going to go out with some Brazilian shit instead because I want to play the whole song. I don't want to like sacrifice any portion of this song. It's called Tanto. It's by Sessa, who I wrote about in the Chronicle earlier this year. We went and saw for my buddy Luke Spray's birthday. We went to the chapel to see Sessa. Fantastic. This dude is just
something else. This is like the spirit of Brazil embodied here. I'm going to say goodbye now. I'm going to play the track, and that'll just take you into the rest of your Thursday, into the weekend. Thank you to everybody for tuning in. This is dope. This is the first time I did it. And again, the biggest shouts to BFF.FM, who helped me get this set up from home, like broadcasting on the radio with this pretty intricate setup here. And I think it worked. So yeah, I'll tweet out the track list. Look out for a Noise Pop podcast episode with this again, if you want to hear it again. And this is Everything Static Radio. Everythingstatic.net is my blog that I post on every now and then. Things that I really like are on that blog. So it's tight. So again, speaking of which, this is Tanto by Sessa. Shouts out to everybody. I'm Adrian Spinelli. You can follow me on Twitter at AG Spinelli. And thank you again to everybody for tuning in. And I'll leave you with Sessa.
Explicação. Meu bem, é tanto que nem tem solução. Às vezes a vida te arma uma briga e te joga no chão. Às vezes, querida, pra achar uma saída, a gente cava com a mão. Meu bem, é tanto que nem tem explicação.
Thanks for listening. And for a full track list from this episode's mix, visit our blog at noisepop.com/podcast. We'll be back next month with more music to keep your mind and ears sharp. And in the meantime, here's wishing all our listeners peace, patience, and health. The Noise Pop Podcast is produced by me and Molly Bolton. It's mixed and engineered by Molly. Our executive producer is Kevin Arnold, and Adrian Lee helps us with marketing. Big shouts to Amanda Guest and Ben Ward at BFF.fm. And I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli. Cheers.